Today we're visiting with Boone School Superintendent Dr. Julie Trappa. Thanks for coming in and joining us.
Thanks for having me.
We had a long, well, it wasn't long too. It was longer than normal.
Longer than our typical.
But
meeting,
we had some presentations going on last night at the school board meeting. And again, a lot of it has to do with curriculum and reading. And I'm going to have you start right away with that because you have some teachers that are very excited about some of the things they're using.
Yeah.
You're looking at a couple of different things. One has some great results, but also has some challenges. There's different things with each one.
Yeah, we had some teachers come and present on CKLA, which is one particular curriculum, and another on Benchmark, which is a curriculum as well. And these were two curriculums that we looked at and vetted before the teachers decided to pilot. But that's what's happening right now is we have teams of teachers piloting each of these programs to see, you know, the pros and the cons. And in the next couple of months, our teachers will be making a decision as to which one they like to be using. And so this is really a curriculum to adopt for mostly the elementary ages and into fifth grade and in middle school. So
it's mostly focused early childhood type?
Pre-K through six-ish,
Okay.
For this particular adoption. So what was exciting was just to hear the enthusiasm of our teachers and for them to reiterate stories of enthusiasm from our students and how engaged they are and the connections that the language arts curriculum that they're piloting has with both social studies and science, I think, is also really exciting to us.
The challenge here, to me anyway, when I'm listening to all of this is, and they talked about, it's not what we've been accustomed to. So they have to learn, too, while they're going forward with this. And again, the end result is we want to see improvement in accuracy, vocabulary, things
absolutely.
Like that.
Increase our students' reading ability is really what we're after. And what it does, each curriculum spirals. And historically, our teachers are used to addressing a standard and mastering that standard, then moving on to the next standard. And that's the difference between what they're currently doing and what they will be doing with either curriculum that might be adopted. But we do know, and they've been learning through the science of reading, how important it is to have a curriculum spiral and allow students opportunities to apply the things that they're learning in the moment so they can go into long-term memory.
So we're doing this. I'm guessing we're not the only district that are looking at some of these challenges as well.
No.
And different districts have different kinds of things that they work
on. And we did explore different districts' experiences with each of these curricula. So that's something that they also take into consideration because, of course, each of the vendors say theirs is the best, right?
Well, sure.
So we wanted to talk to other schools that have used each
each program.
And then so that's how they arrived at these two. They were the two that rose to the top in talking to other schools and looking at the results that each of the programs had. And so
what
you have a decision to make in the next couple of months.
So what decision will the board have to make? Is it which one to go with? Or
so the teachers and the administrators will come to the board in a couple of months with a recommendation of which one they would like to adopt. So, between these two, it won't be a different curriculum than what they heard last night. So it'll be between those two programs.
The one was presented by kindergarten teachers, but this is something that can build all the way up towards middle
absolutely.
School.
So, yes, okay. For sure.
And then the benchmarks, we heard from Jed Hammond on that.
Yeah.
He didn't want to do the PowerPoint. But that's okay. But he was very excited about some of the things his students were doing.
Yeah, and I think both groups brought samples from what the students were doing. I think that's what's most interesting to our board is to see the curriculum in action and to see how students are writing and connecting it to their reading. And so, we really do have a difficult decision to make, but what a nice problem to have because I really don't think we could go wrong with either one.
Part of what kind of led up to a lot of things we were seeing there was Jill Janes going over some of the FAST report and some of the data. And again, we do have areas where we can see we need some improvement. And but when you use FAST, you said it, it's just a screening.
Yeah, it's just a screener. It's meant to say, hey, this student may be on track now, but you might want to make sure that they have some more resources to continue to be on track versus a summative assessment that kind of tells you exactly where they've landed. We compare it to the checkup and the autopsy, right? Mm-hmm. The summative assessment's like the autopsy. So these are the checkups. These are your doctor's appointments as you go along. So what it does is it informs our teachers as to holistically what seems to be working in their classrooms and what doesn't, as well as individually with the students, what supports they might need to continue to stay on track and proficient or above. So,
yeah. And I know one of the things the board would like to see a comparison between what they did this year and where they're at, what they were at last year.
Yes.
Kind of thing,
so. Well, and just like last year when we were looking at math curriculum, that's something that we've been able to look at the FAST data and see the difference of the curriculum that we've been implementing in math and seeing it help our students achieve at higher levels. So that's what we hope happens with adoption of one of these literacy curriculum.
And I think Brad Winter pointed out, too, the one thing he saw they saw at Franklin over the summer was students lost some accuracy, and he thought it was a little more than what he had expected.
Absolutely more than what we had expected. We saw drops of up to 15 points, so that's concerning that we have that kind of summer slide, and that causes us as a school building or district to look at that and say, what could we be doing differently so that we don't see that kind of summer slide?
For parents that you have a child that's going through this, you're probably hearing a ton of it at home.
Yes.
So when you go to conference, don't forget to mention that.
Yes.
They're talking about this all the time.
Yeah. The kids are loving both of the curriculums. So.
Well, we'll see. The board will have a tough decision.
They will.
That's why they get paid the big bucks. Not really.
No.
It's all voluntary.
It is all voluntary.
Again, the official number is not going to be available until tomorrow, really, but you kind of have some preliminary guess on what your enrollment might be like. And I know there was an well, it depends what you're looking at, which numbers you're looking
at. It does depend on what you're looking at. And so this year was an unusual year with our enrollment. It has a different pattern than what we've seen before. So fortunately, looks like certified enrollment will be up, but the certified enrollment is not our served enrollment. So the numbers of students, like the number of students that are in our seats in our district, is down about 26. Mm-hmm. So,
As Paulette says, the money follows the student.
The money follows the student. So,
And I guess one of the things, and you mentioned last night, there are a variety of reasons why we're seeing those served, why that number's dropped down. And online learning
online
is something
learning.
That's really...
Across the state, actually, online learning has surged. And the difference between some of the online learning schools and other open enrollment opportunities is they don't have a deadline. So we have definitely seen a surge in the online learning that definitely has impacted our surge enrollment.
So the upside that we thought we learned from pandemic was we missed that teacher contact.
Right.
So yet we also see people that are going away from that teacher contact.
We do see that. Yeah.
I guess we'll see what happens with it. But anyway, so the situation for the district, a little bit better than what had originally been anticipated.
Definitely a little bit better than what we had anticipated. We had budgeted for fewer students because our enrollment study had told us that we'd have fewer students, as did the state also makes predictions for each district. So we did see this coming. And for me, I'm pleasantly surprised it's maybe not as severe as what we were anticipating.
I think one of the upside things you saw was the early childhood preschool program.
Yes. Kindergarten, first grade. Yep.
They filled. You add a section for kindergarten.
Yep. So. And our first grades are full. So, so that is a positive for the district. When you have higher numbers coming in, that definitely helps in the long term versus when we saw some years where it was pretty low. So encouraging when you look at our lower elementary.
For those that think, oh, no, they're filling up. You still have class size limits, folks.
Yes.
We do. Your limits, like a lot of districts, you try to keep it like about 20 or something like that.
Yeah, our kindergartens are sitting about anywhere between 18 and 20 now. So
that's comfortable.
Yes, it is.
We'll do that. Let's see, some of the other things. Oh, we're going to have a new student. Student board member.
We will have a student board member. So we did that second reading. So now at the high school, they have a process they're going to go through to determine who the student board representative will be. So they'll get to come to the meetings and be a part of the meetings. They're a non-voting member, but what we appreciate and are hopeful for is that student leadership and opportunities for student voice at the board table. So looking forward to that next month.
She's had this before elsewhere.
Yes.
So
yes. Really exciting.
Well, and really you had one student do a lot of work to drive this along.
So. Absolutely.
So again, that's, and the board, I think, likes it. They liked some mentoring opportunities, things like that. Find out, being a board member is just not walk in, sit down, and make a decision.
It's definitely not. There's homework involved and everything.
Lots of homework.
Yes.
Yeah, we heard that about the kindergartners, too. Look, I got homework.
Yes.
Yay. Let's talk a little bit about the title programs, because you kind of reviewed quickly what's going on with that, because what's happening on federal funding and... Do we know where we're going to be?
We don't really know where we're going to be, but what we're planning is there are different title funds, and we do have the ability to move some title funds to other title programs. And so we are electing to move some Title II program dollars to Title IV and Title I, basically to support the staffing that we have for our Title I teachers that we have, because we see those teachers as crucial to our students' achievement. And then Title IV provides a little bit more flexibility in what we can use it for, going more towards all of student wellness. So we can put those dollars towards things like partially our SBO. It can also go to our counselors, some other tertiary kinds of positions that we utilize.
Okay. Well, see what happens.
Try and help fund those individuals that we don't currently have funding for.
And at this point, it's still up in the air what's going to be happening.
Yeah, we really don't know.
Keep our fingers crossed.
Yep.
We don't know. We just kind of hope that it's not too big of an impact.
Hope not.
Levi, Paper got up because we have a policy that we have to have a public hearing on. This is internet protection?
E-rate, yeah. And so that is some extra funding that we received to provide some internet protection. And so it was an opportunity for our board to ask any questions if they had any. Since we do this fairly frequently, I don't think we had many questions, but it is an opportunity to have that. And then we set a public hearing so that there are others that have questions about that. The public hearing will happen on November 12th. So.
I know people, if they missed it a couple of months ago, you went through how the district is using AI. We do have a policy, and several districts do have policies on how this works and what you do. It's not that you don't want to allow them to use AI, but there are ways to use it.
There are absolutely ways to use it, appropriate ways to use it, and to understand and use critical thinking skills, because the further we get along in technology, the more you need to think critically. And I think, with last night and the filters that we use, I think it's really important to understand that, because as we go along, the students go along in our system, we want to teach them how are they going to filter themselves as they get out in the real world. So we have lots of protections while they're with us, but we need them to understand what they need to do so that they can better understand the information coming to them and filter it themselves. So
they learn to fact check.
Yes, they do.
You'll learn that quick. We do have some science. Okay, if everything comes together, and it seems like it will, we're going to have some science teachers that get to go to a convention.
Science. Yeah, it's a national convention for science teachers. And so, yeah, it's, I think she said 2013 since they last were able to go.
Yeah.
But
that's
they are also, but they are also, it's great timing because they're in the process of also looking at their curriculum, the standards, things like that. And so that's also a really great time to go to a national convention and find out what others are doing, what's working, what's not working. So, yeah, the board approved up to four teachers to go to the convention. We did last year talk about how we were going to limit out of state, but this is in Minneapolis, so they can drive there pretty comfortably, and that reduces our costs pretty significantly. So excited for the science teachers. And then what will need to happen is this also goes to our teacher quality committee, made up of teachers and administrators, and they'll determine if this is how they'd like those dollars spent as well.
The upside for when we talk about the curriculum part of it, is the science part is, which is being looked at now. We've already done math. We've seen improvements there. We're doing reading. We know about that. Science is
next. And we saw some great scores from science. We've been working on some science, but haven't necessarily adopted any kind of curriculum. And so wanted
that's
to
because
build on
you have
those
teachers
successes.
That are working pretty good together.
We do.
That
we
helps
do.
Out immensely.
Collaborating and working very well together because I've definitely celebrated our science scores last year.
Okay. Well, since Ryan and I got to talk about this on the morning show, cashless gates. I mean, it's something that for the Boone District, you do it, but you have that cash option there. And and you know, some districts don't do it at all. Well, we've got tournament time coming up where it is
tournament time. You cannot use cash. We aren't allowed to take cash in the postseason. So,
so that's there. But it's now that we switched to Bound and have that, roughly you got about two-thirds of the people that are using this.
Two-thirds of the people that go digital. And really, it's what we're trying to do is push more digital because then we can get the software for free. That is the big key. Save about $4,000 when we can have at least 80% of our gates be cashless. And something different that we've had this year is that you can pay right there at the gate with a card. Previously, you kind of had to do it ahead of time. It was a little bit more cumbersome. So just a conversation with the board about how can we continue to encourage more cashless and try and at least hit the 80% at the very least.
Basically, the way the district did it last year was a little more cumbersome.
Yes.
Now, this year, you've switched over to Bound, which is a lot more convenient.
You can still get tickets ahead of time if you want to. You can get tickets in the moment. Just really encouraging people to use their cards or not cash. And it's also, from a financial perspective, a much safer thing to do. You don't. The more cash, the more liability there is. So it's much easier from a financial perspective to go cashless.
I know that because you always look at what your conference is doing.
Yeah.
Who's doing what?
Yep.
And we're all over the board.
We are. It's about half and half. But if you look at the half that said they take cash, two of the four are trying very hard to be cashless. And so it is something that we go towards mainly because also the postseason is cashless. So half the conference are cashless, and the other half allow some. Yeah. So
we're waiting for the boosters. And
we want to work together with them, and because they also take cards at the concessions. So I think we just need to let our patrons know that it would be of benefit to us if they would not use cash.
Yeah, I know.
We would save more money.
More and more are going that way. Bottom line is
we would get the software for free if we can get more digital purchases. So
school board election coming up. We do have two candidates.
We do.
Two that decided not to seek re-election, Jeremy Pritchard and Ryan Huffman. You have Neil.
Neil Nearham.
Neil Nearham
and Nancy Woods
are on the ballot.
Yes.
And the election will be on the 4th.
Yes.
So you're going to hold off. Your next meeting's not going to be until the 12th of November.
It won't be on a Monday. It'll be on Wednesday. We need to hold off because we need to allow, we aren't able to have the organizational meeting till after the canvassing of the election. So we need to wait till the 12th. So it'll be a little bit later than normal.
So we'll work it out.
We will.
Thanks for taking the time to come in. And again, we've got a lot of things that are going on. So
we do. Thanks.
Homecoming went well.
Homecoming went very well. So. A win on homecoming is always good.
Always good. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks.